Welcome to Twist for the week of March 25th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today, we're covering a sales tax decision from the Louisiana Board of Tax Appeals and a property tax case from Wisconsin. We're also releasing our Twist Q checklist that includes corporate income tax developments that have occurred in the first quarter of 2024. The Louisiana Board of Tax Appeals recently concluded that a cable television provider was not liable for parish sales taxes on its sales of video on demand and pay-per-view programming. The matter involved several parishes that had audited the taxpayer and issued separate assessments that were consolidated before the board. Under Louisiana law, there's a prohibition against imposing state and local sales taxes on amounts collected from a cable television subscriber for regular cable service. The board rejected the parish's assertion that the transactions were akin to the sale or rental of tangible personal property and found that the on-demand and pay-per-view programming was regular cable service. A Wisconsin appellate court recently addressed whether a manufacturer qualified for a property tax exemption for machinery, tools, and patterns not used in manufacturing. Under Wisconsin law, all property is subject to property taxation unless an exemption applies. While most property is assessed locally, manufacturing property is assessed by the Department of Revenue. While the taxpayer's property was manufacturing property subject to assessment by the Department of Revenue, certain of the property was not used directly and exclusively in the manufacturing process. It was this property that the taxpayer argued was exempt. Relying on legislative history, the court concluded that the legislature intended the exemption for machinery, tools, and patterns not used in manufacturing to apply only to non-manufacturing property that was locally assessed. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.